From the WBOC Newsflex in Salisbury, I'm Jacqueline Carley, and here's the latest news from all over Delmarva. Congress is up against the clock to avoid a partial government shutdown. Lawmakers have until tonight to pass a spending deal. On Thursday, lawmakers unveiled a $1.2 trillion spending package that would fund the government through the rest of the fiscal year. However, it must still be approved by the House and the Senate. Maryland lawmakers appear divided over the budget. The Maryland House has approved tax and fee hikes in budget legislation for the next fiscal year, part of a $1.3 billion revenue increase. The vote on Thursday sets up negotiations with the Senate, which has not been receptive to the House's tax, fee, and toll proposals. Supporters of raising revenue say it's needed for transportation and education, but opponents feel the economy isn't suitable for big tax and fee increases. And Delaware lawmakers declared March 21st as Rosie the Riveter Day and celebrated the first state's own Rosie. Helen Rathbun began working at an airplane factory when she was 18 and says she helped manufacture B-26 bombers for the military during World War II.
I did Rosie the Riveter. I did riveting on the wing sections. I installed gas tanks into the wings of the plane, things like that. I'm so happy that I came and to be honored.
The NCAA tournament will preempt some of our newscasts today, but be sure to join us later for WBOC News at 6. From the Newsplex, I'm Jacqueline Carley.